This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you, my friend, for taking 15 minutes out of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. This is part three today of a sermon that my good friend, Pastor Ken Babington, preached at the church that I pastor, Island Community Church. The sermon is entitled Taking Back America. Now, Pastor Ken is the pastor of First Baptist Church of Cocoa Beach, and I invited him to come preach this sermon at my church here for Memorial Day because there is no more timely message than this one here. Taking Back America, an 80-year plan. It's a little book that he wrote, and you're hearing the sermon here this week, Taking Back America, and you're going to hear a good word here today. Now, I've cut this up into five parts because the sermon's around 58 minutes long. If you'd like to hear the whole thing, write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. And it'd be my pleasure to mail you a copy of the CD. That's all you need to do. Send me an email, and I will mail you the CD. There's no charge. I want to invite you to come out to Island Community Church as well. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We'd love to see you. We're going to hear now part three of this message here. Again, the speaker, the preacher, Pastor Ken Babington. The message, Taking Back America. Here is part three now of this sermon.
1853, there was a group of people in the House of Representatives that wanted to end Christian influence in the House of Representatives. So they said, we've got to get rid of this Christian influence. So somebody said, all right, let's have a committee. So the committee was formed in 1853. The committee researched for a year. They came back together, and on March the 29th, 1854, in the House of Representatives, it's in the documentation, it's in the record. Mr. Meacham stood up and said something like this. I didn't write down the quote, but here's what he said. In the House of Representatives, March the 29th, 1854, if our founding fathers had any thought that Christianity would not be involved in government, then the revolution would have died in its cradle. There would have been no America if the founding fathers had thought that Christianity was not going to be a part of government decisions. In 1892, I guess around 1890 or something like that, a church wanted to hire a man from England to be the pastor. And back then, there was a law that said nobody from across the pond can come and work in America without special permission. The church hired this pastor. Somebody in New York said it's wrong. So there was a lawsuit. The state of New York won. The pastor couldn't pastor the church. So they took it to the appeal court. The appeal court said the state of New York was accurate. They went to the Supreme Court of the United States of America. So in 1892, in the decision called State of New York versus the Church of the Holy Trinity, the United States Supreme Court in 1892 gave 73 different reasons in their decision. I've got a copy of it. They cited 73 different reasons why we are a Christian nation, according to the United States Supreme Court in 1892. Remember my 4 points. If we're going to retake America, it used to be different. Somebody took it. I want it back. I'm establishing that it used to be different. Look at America today and how different it is, but I'm not finished. Okay, I told you my wife and I have been on 3 honeymoons. Our second honeymoon, we went to Charleston for 4 days. While in Charleston, we took a little tour. We found out some interesting history about Charleston. We went out in the harbor, saw Fort Sumter. While we were out in the harbor, the tour guide said, look at Charleston. 125 years ago, or about 125 years ago, Charleston made a decision, and they passed a law. And that law said there will never be any building taller than the highest church steeple. You go to Charleston, South Carolina. We were there just a few weeks ago. There is no building in Charleston higher than the highest church steeple by law. I'm establishing the reality that America was different than it is today. Let me give you just a couple of quick comments. I already told you it's not going to be 20 minutes. Thomas Jefferson is one of the guys that's reported to be, if not an atheist, a deist, not in love with the Lord Jesus. Whatever, call it, say whatever you want to about Thomas Jefferson. Let me give you a couple of factual things. And by the way, I've been to his house in Monticello, outside of Charlottesville. Actually, it's in the suburb. I mean, it's just 5 minutes from downtown Charlotte. I've been to his house. When the new seal, when they decided on the new seal of the colonies, the new country, the United States of America, they got together and said, we got to get a seal for the country. Here's what Thomas Jefferson suggested for the seal of the United States. He said, we ought to have a seal that has God leading the children of Israel, cloud by day and a fire by night. That's what Thomas Jefferson said. It's documented, by the way. In 1781, here's what Thomas Jefferson said. It is God who gave us liberty. Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that his justice cannot sleep forever. That's Thomas Jefferson. In 1798, Thomas Jefferson said, no power over the freedom of religion is delegated to the United States by the Constitution. They've taken that power because we've allowed it. But anyway, I'll get to that in a minute. On January the 1st, 1802, Thomas Jefferson wrote a letter to the Danbury Baptist. He said, I agree with you. There is a wall that separates the church and the government, and it keeps the government out of the church, not the state, the church out of the government. He never intended for it to be the way it is today. He was saying the church should always be involved in the government. But today they twisted it around and said the wall of separation was started by Thomas Jefferson to keep the church out of the government. They're liars. But we've let it happen. We're the problem, and I'll get to that in a minute. It might be 2 minutes. As president, it's recorded in history, as president, Thomas Jefferson started 4 churches that met in and around the Capitol. And while he was president, he attended every one of those churches every Sunday he was in Washington, D.C. And between those 4 churches at the Capitol, on government property, while he was president, there were over 1,000 people per Sunday going to those 4 churches that President Thomas Jefferson attended. Not bad for an atheist, because a lot of people today say that he was an atheist. He did a lot of good things as an atheist. But all those things are documented. Benjamin Franklin's another one. In 1748, here's what Benjamin Franklin said as the governor of Pennsylvania. He declared this. He declared a day of fast. In 1748, he said, it's the duty of mankind on all suitable occasions to acknowledge their dependence on the divine being. As governor of Pennsylvania, August the 23rd, 1750, Benjamin Franklin said, I think that talents for the education of the youth are the gift of God. June the 6th, 1753, the worship of God is a duty for all of us. He said, I never doubted for an instant the existence of God. In 1776, when they were trying to figure out the seal, Thomas Jefferson said, let's have it God leading the children of Israel with a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Benjamin Franklin said this. For the seal, Benjamin Franklin wanted Moses raising his staff at the Red Sea. And a motto, Benjamin Franklin wanted this motto on the seal of America. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. That's Benjamin Franklin. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. On March the 9th, 1790, here's what Benjamin Franklin said. Here's my creed. I believe in one God, the creator of the universe, that he governs the universe by his providence, that he ought to be worshipped by all, as he was proclaiming his view on the First Amendment. I'm not going to get into William Blackstone. That would take a little bit longer. There's a whole page on William Blackstone. Let's go to the symptoms of America today. Premise, we're going to retake America. We've got to establish what we used to be like. That's what we used to be like. That's not even the tip of the iceberg. I could go on for days on the history and the heritage of our country. If you look at Washington, D.C. from the air, it's designed the four major things. I think it's the White House, the Capitol. No, the White House. Yeah, the White House, the Capitol, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and George Washington. It's in the form of a cross. That's the way our Capitol is designed. It's in the form of a cross. You know what, at the top of the Washington Monument, it's over 600 feet. I don't know how tall it is. Statue of Liberty is 300. I think Washington Monument is 600 feet. I walked up the stairs a long time ago. Can't do that nowadays. You know what's at the, does anybody know what's at the very top of the Washington Monument? There's a little thing up at the top, and it's got northeast, south, and west on it. On the eastern side of the very tip of the Washington Monument are these two words, Laus Deo, D-O. Laus, L-A-U-S-D-E-O, praise be to God. The highest point in Washington, D.C. says praise be to God. That's our foundation. Let me give you some of the symptoms. And all I've got are just the bullets for these. I don't have any notes on these, so I'm just shooting from the hip. But I'll be quick. Politics. What do you think of politics today? What do you think of our elected officials today? Cowards, spineless, gutless.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Sun, moon, and stars rejoice on high.